Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Live from the Wenatchee Valley. What is that, 3.5 hours from home? Your College Place Hawks on the court, warming up, getting ready to take on the Cashmere Bulldogs, a team to whom we lost on December 13th back at home 44-39. So this is potentially a winnable game, all the more so, and then we're coming off a drubbing against 1B Garpal, 69-37 on the road this last Tuesday. So after two long road trips, it'd be nice if we could come away with a win, particularly since this one potentially could have some playoff implications, which we will get into after we take this break. We'll take a look at that Garpal game, that close game against Cashmere back in College Place from December the 13th, I believe it was. And, of course, take a look at the SCAC standings and potential playoff setups when we return, as we're live from the Wenatchee Valley, long ways from home. The boys warming up, getting ready to take on the Cashmere Bulldogs. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back to the live in the Wenatchee Valley, and the Hawks in those road grays warming up, getting ready to take on the Cashmere Bulldogs. The Hawks coming off a kind of disheartening loss after a long road trip on Tuesday, going up to Palouse to take on the Garpal Vikings, and the Vikings took it to us, winning 69-37. The Vikings just... their junior guard Collier, we had no answer for him. We trailed 22-4 after one quarter of play, and we were having great difficulty getting our offense going against the Vikings. Trailing 22-4 after one quarter, 32-13 at halftime. Hawks paced, however, by 15 points from Caden Kirschbaum, as well as 10 points from Landon Decime. Now, this Cashmere team we're facing tonight, we played back on December 13th, and that was at home. And it was a back-and-forth affair. We allowed Cashmere to run out to a 12-4 lead, but then we turned around and hit them with a 12-6 run. We were trailing 12-9 after one, and I want to say we were trailing by two at one point in the second quarter. We then trailed by two at halftime, 18-16. We had it tied at 29 after three quarters of play, but then we got outscored 15-10 in the third quarter with 4 points from Carlson, 4 points from Larson, and 5 points from their guard Stendera. What happened with us in the fourth quarter back in December, we had two field goals, and then we went to the line, but were unable to get the offense to score field goals, which is really what we needed to do to stay in that game. But clearly a winnable game, and should maybe give us some cause for hope as we're coming into here into Cashmere, playing a team that is at best in the middle of the pack, and we're in eighth in the league, and it's the top six teams that get into the playoffs. It is something we still can play ourselves into, but we need to steal one from the Bulldogs up here, and that game back in December would give us some hope that we might be able to do it. It's just too bad we couldn't do it back then. Now we need to do it up here in the Wenatchee Valley. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at that SCAC scoreboard and standings, so we can get an idea of what the playoffs would look like if things ended today and what we need to do to get into them in the six games we have left this season. So we'll talk about that when we return. We're up here in the Wenatchee Valley. The boys getting ready to take on Cashmere in their Halloween orange and black. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here in the Wenatchee Valley, the boys warming up, getting ready to take on the Cashmere Bulldogs. Let's take a look at the SCAC standings and look at it from the lens of playoffs. The top six teams make the playoffs. So here are the standings. You got Zilla continuing to hunker atop at 10-0, 14-0, undefeated. Number one in RPI. Good Lord. Followed by Royal at 7-2. Then Wapato at 7-3. The good news is we're done playing Zilla and Wapato. We do end the season playing at Royal. Then follows Connell at 6-4. They'll be our next opponent on the road Tuesday. Then this Cashmere team at 5-5. Then you have Wolluke at 4-5. If the regular season ended today, those would be the teams that are in the playoffs. Out in the cold would be Natchez Valley at 4-6, and then us at 1-9 and Kybee at 0-10. The good news is that out of the six games we have left, only Royal is way up there in the standings. We're going to play Connell, Wolluke, Kybee, and then we're playing Cashmere this evening. And so potentially a game to be stolen here. Let's take a look at other games this week. This Cashmere team hosted Cleellum. And Cleellum, a notoriously underachieving pile of athletes, got whipped by Cashmere, 80-48. In other games this evening, Royal is going to be at Connell. Zilla is hosting Wolluke. Wapato will be at Kybee. Kybee is probably going to come out of the evening still looking for that first league win. Tomorrow, we're going to have the day off. Kybee will be at Cashmere. Zilla will be hosting Connell. Wolluke will be at Natchez Valley. And Wapato will be at Royal. Let's go ahead and take a look at what is happening next week. On Tuesday, Royal will be at Wolluke, and we're going to be on the road to Connell. Natchez Valley will be hosting this Cashmere team, and Zilla will be at Kybee. Thursday, Royal still trying to get caught up. They're going to play Cashmere here on Thursday. Then Friday, Kybee will be at our place. Natchez Valley will be hosting Zilla, and Wolluke will be at Wapato. And then finally on Saturday, Connell will be at Wolluke. Cashmere will be hosting Wapato. We're going to be on the road to Zilla. And Royal will be at Natchez Valley. And then the following week, we'll play Wolluke for the last time and Royal for the last time. So have a safe trip. Saying goodbye to the Weavers on their way out. The 3.5-hour trip facing them and everyone else that gets the opportunity to leave early here from Cashmere. And it is a haul from College Place to Cashmere. At any rate, so for the Hawks to hope for the playoffs, they've got to start winning some ball games. And based on what our experiences were back in December, it would seem that this is a potentially winning one. We matched up, it seemed fairly well with them back in October. And it's always tough to take one on the road, but let's see if we have made any further progress in terms of our offense and defense. Presumably what we need to do defensively, let's see. The Bulldogs were led by, what was it, 14 points from Matt Carlson, 12 points from Toby Larson, and then late gave up 5 points to their point guard, number 4, Colton Sandera. So we just need to collectively make sure that we're preventing them from getting too many shots. The one thing that we had going for us with regards to Cashmere, they only got off 2 threes, and those are both Stendera in the second half. So we want to, assuming they haven't developed any three-point shooting since then, you want to make sure you're rotating out on him and not giving him any easy looks. Folks starting on the bench for us, including Logan Hafen in his second game of the season. Tanner Arlington, Brody Smith will be starting on the bench, as will Sean Thorpe. Judah Breithop will be starting on the bench, as will Jesse Gonzalez. John Perks is not going to be available again. It's funny, I saw him warming up quite a bit before the game, but he was not announced as on the bench, so with Perks unavailable, that is going to make it decidedly difficult for us against this Cashmere team. Cashmere will, let's see, who do they have? They're going to have Elijah Davison, Ethan Thies, D'Angelo Gutierrez, Jack Baker, Connor Diaz, and Jace McMahon coming off the bench for them. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. For the Cashmere Bulldogs, they're going to start a 6'3 senior forward in Toby Larson. And again, as mentioned, he was the leading scorer against us with 12 points back in December. They're going to start a 6-foot senior guard in number 3, Tom McDivitt, held scoreless back in December. A 5'10 junior guard, number 4, Colton Sandera. 10 points, 5 of them in the fourth quarter. And that pivotal fourth quarter caused us to lose that game. They're going to start a 6-foot sophomore guard, number 11, Matt Carlson. He was leading scorer with 14 points. And finally rounding things out will be Jackson Binger, a 5'11 sophomore guard. He's primarily responsible for bringing the ball up. He just had 1 point back in December. For the Hawks, we're going to be starting the 6'4 junior guard, Evan Geese, who was unavailable back in December. The 6'2 junior guard, Caden Kirschbaum, 7 points for us back in December. Who we are missing is Zeke Hartwell with 12 points and John Perks, who had 16 points. So it may be difficult for us to take this game from Cashman. Also starting for us will be the 5'11 senior transfer, number 21, Landon Decime. He had 2 points for us back in December. Also the 6'1 junior guard and Kyler Creeley. He did manage to get a point for us. And the 6'6 senior center, number 23, Ryan Gorton, will be starting for us. Gorton held scoreless back in December against Garpal. Also was unable to score any points. But prior game to that, he had, as I recall, he had 10 points for us. So we need a big game from Gorton, all the more so because John Perks is unavailable. So the Hawks coming out in their road grays. They're in that final huddle under the bucket. And Cashmere doing a rugby scrum huddle in the key for them over on the left side of the court. So the Hawks coming out, ready to go. They'll be moving from right to left as we sit here behind the scorer's table. And Evan Geese will step into the center circle. Cashmere getting a last-minute talk-up from their head coach, Levi Hyen. And I believe this is going to be McDevitt. No, this is going to be Toby Larson, the 6'3 senior, stepping in against Evan Geese. So there's the whistle, there's the ball, and Geese tips in the backcourt to Creeley. One touch to Kirschbaum, pulling up on the right wing. Kirschbaum to Gorton at the top of the key, wanting to hand off, instead he'll give to Creeley at the top. Sorry, that's Decime, not Creeley. 17 on the shot clock. Landon giving on the left wing to Kirschbaum. Now back to Decime at the top. Swing around. Nope, not to Geese. To Gorton at the top of the key. Now to Geese. Drives into the key. Wanted to feed Creeley down low. Somehow Gorton ends up with it. His shot goes off the back of the rim. No good. And Larson will come down with a rebound. He then will feed Matt Carlson. Will then turn around and give to Binger. Binger's primary job is to get the defense started. He'll then feed to McDivitt. McDivitt back to Binger. Now down low to, that was Larson, who shot rims in and out, no good. It was an easy look halfway down, and Creeley will come down with a rebound. He'll then feed to Geese. Geese feed to Gorton, top of the key, to Decime in the right corner. Landon back to Geese at the top. Now back to Decime on the right wing. Now down low to Creeley, double clutches. Feed to Geese, drives into the key. Nice touch down to Gorton, down low, goes up, and he got caught with traveling. He went up and down and then went up, and he had to put the ball up when he was up. As Stendera will inbound to Binger. No score here. Just underway. 6:52 to go. Binger on the right wing to McDevitt. McDevitt back to Binger. Binger now dribbling to the right, down low to Larson. Backs down against Gorton. The shot ends up going in and out. No good, but they're going to say he got fouled. And I believe the foul's on Gorton, who can't quite believe it. But, yep, sure enough, they're going to call that on. We're going to call that on Ryan, so Toby Larson will go to the line for two. Larson was 0-for-3 back in December. All of his field goals coming from down low, and he swirls that one in and out, no good. Cashmere did not exactly cover themselves in glory from the line, although they didn't go a great deal back in December. Larson's second free throw, and he manages to rattle that home. And we get on the board, 1-0 Cashmere. As Decime comes up the left wing. He'll feed to Creeley at the top. Bad pass. It's going to be intercepted by Stendera, who goes all the way and lays it up and in. Stendera with a steal, turnover, and a bucket. Feed to Creeley, up court to Decime. Decime then driving into the key. Wanted to feed Gorton, and they're going to call a foul on the floor. And they're going to say that foul is on Binger. That'll be his first personal. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. Oh, it's going to end up being pass intended for Geese. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by McDevitt. We'll try again. Kirschbaum slapping the ball. Ends up going long to Geese into the key. You got to get moving. Yeah, okay, I was going to say. Now feed to Kirschbaum at the top with Binger holding on him. Now feed to Decime. Wanted to feed to Creeley. Ends up going on the deck, and we're going to get a jump ball that they're calling too soon. They're calling a foul? Calling a foul on Kyler Creeley. I don't know what he saw, as Judah Breithoff is going to check in and spell Landon Decime. 3-0 Cashmere, 6 minutes to go in the first. Went on a 12-4 run to start the game back in College Place. You go up court to Binger. Now to, that is McDevitt, drives into the key. Going to feed back out to Binger, drive into the key. Now feed to Stendera. He can't get anything done. He's cut off. Going to feed to Binger on the right wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. And Gorton is there for the rebound. Well placed was the senior. As Geese will bring it up. He'll feed on the right wing to Breithop. Breithop driving into the key. Pulls up from 15. Puts it off the back of the rim. No good. Tipped. Ball gets tipped away from Larson, but then Larson gathers it back in. He'll then feed Binger coming up the left wing. Binger now pulling up. Pass going to be intercepted by Geese, who's going to get behind everybody and should have no trouble laying it up and in. And he does. Evan Geese with a steal in the bucket, making it 3-2 Cashmere. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the first. Binger walking it up with Kirschbaum coming out on him to McDivitt on the left wing. Now at the top to Carlson. Binger back on the right wing. Now to Stendera at the top. Now they're going to go to, who was that? There's McDivitt in the corner. They're going to feed Stendera from about 12. Manages to hit it just inside the key. Stendera with 4 points. Making it 5-2. Cashmere. Decime getting ready to check back in for College Place. It's Kirschbaum with Binger working on him. He'll feed to Gorton at the top of the key. Feed to Breithop in the corner for three. Air ball. McDivitt will take the rebound to Carlson, to Stendera. Now back to Carlson on the left wing for three. That barely touched rim, but then Larson is there for the easy putback, making it 7-2 Cashmere. Kirschbaum feeding the Geese in the backcourt with Binger now coming out on him. Geese to Creeley at the top of the key. He now wants to drive in. He then goes up, got blocked, I believe, by Larson. He goes up court to Stendera, who's can't make it the lay-in work, but then Binger is there for the offensive rebound and putback. No, McDivitt, rather. And we're going to take a timeout on the floor with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Hawks trail 9-2. We'll be back with more from the Wenatchee Valley. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back in College Place, Cashmere was on a 12-4 run to open the first. They lead 9-2 with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. And Kirschbaum with Stendera coming out on him. Across the timeline, facing a deep 2-3 zone. Going to feed to Decime at the top to Breithop. Then drives in, pulls up from 12, and bank shot's way too high. Geese almost comes up with a rebound, but then loses it out of bounds. Logan Hafen to check in for College Place. And he'll spell Ryan Gorton. So McDivitt will inbound to Stendera as Jack Baker getting ready to check in for Kashmir, a 5'9 sophomore. Stendera to Carlson in the corner, immediately gets tied up. Now he'll kick back to McDivitt in the corner for three. McDivitt, who did not have a field goal back in December, now has 5 points with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three, making it 12-2. Kashmir. Desme backing down off Binger. And he's going to hand off to Geese. 16 on the shot clock. Goes to Kirschbaum deep in the left wing. Now he's going to drive baseline, then goes up. Man, nice move to the bucket. Double clutch lay-in, and Caden Kirschbaum gives us our second bucket of making it 12-4. That was an identical score back in College Place to start the game. Stendera dribbling around to the top, feed to Carlson at the top of the key. Got a travel on Carlson. Ethan Tice and Jack Baker to check in for Kashmir, spelling Stendera and Jackson Binger. Kirschbaum up court to Decime with Tice coming out on him now. He'll feed to Geese on the left wing. You got a two-man press to Kirschbaum. He'll turn around, pull up on the left for three. Swirls halfway down, in and out, no good. Hafen ends up getting the tip rebound. He'll turn around and feed Kirschbaum. Back to Hafen in the key. Oh, he ends up going up against two. Almost banks it home, and Carlson will come down with the rebound. Carlson will walk it up. He'll give to, that is Tice on the right. Now at the top two, that's McDivitt. Drives into the key. Loss of handle. Gives it back to Baker. Baker dribbling on the left to McDivitt in the corner. Can't get the three off. Drives into the key. Goes up against traffic. Puts up an air ball. And Hafen will come down with a rebound. He'll feed to Geese. Coming up the left wing. Handing off to Kirschbaum with Tice coming out on him. Kirschbaum still maintaining his dribble. Hand off to Decime on the right wing. Decime dribbling to the top to Geese. Dribbling to the top. Now he feed to Hafen, ends up losing the ball almost and goes out of bounds. Yep. Ryan Gorton going to check back in. And he'll spell Bright Hot. And Baker will take it out far sideline. 1:22 to go. Kylie Creeley also going to check in. 1:22 to go in the first. Hawks trail 12-4. As Baker will inbound to McDivitt in an uncontested backcourt. Creeley spelling Logan Hafen. Baker to Tice. Back to Baker at the top. Baker driving right and wanted to find on low the Geese. To Tice rather than ends up being a bad pass. And then we got a foul on Larson trying to steal the ball from Evan Geese. So Geese will inbound to Decime. And Landon will bring it up for us with Tice coming to meet him at center circle. To Gorton at the top of the key. Ball gets tipped and put away. Gorton almost loses it. Managed to get it back to Kirschbaum. Caden driving in. Going to feed to Creeley in the key. He's going to kick out to Decime. Swing around to Geese. He'll pull up for three. That was a good-looking shot, and it was. Evan Geese for the Hank Warden Edward Jones three, brought to you by Landon Decime. 12-7 Kashmir, 40 seconds to go in the first. Baker to McDivitt deep on the left wing, dribbling around to the top. Now he'll pull up, now to Baker on the right wing. Now wanted to go down low, somehow got it into Larson. Ball ends up going on the deck. Geese is going to pick it up. And 24 seconds to go in the quarter. No shot clock left. Hawks trail 12-7. See if we can get this a little bit closer. As Kirschbaum just kind of running down the clock, gets down to 11. Tip pass ends up being picked up by Decime for a right wing three off the side of the rim. No good. Larson tips the rebound to Carlson, who's going to get fouled on the floor. And that foul is going to be on Ryan Gorton. That'll be his second personal. 3 seconds to go. Kashmir's got to go 3/4 of the length of the court. Carlson will pull up from half court and miss everything. And the first quarter comes to an end with the Hawks trailing 12-7. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from the Wenatchee Valley right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Start of the second quarter up here in the Wenatchee Valley, and the Hawks fell 12-7. Looks like a college place. Kashmir opening up with a 12-4 run. Hawks close it to 12-7. See if we can get our run going here as Baker will bring it up on the left wing to McDivitt. McDivitt now going to get tied up. Now feed in the corner to Carlson for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Larson. Slapped away. Goes into the key. Shot ends up being no good. Kyler Creeley goes out of bounds to pick up the rebound. He'll then feed Kirschbaum coming down the right way. And then feeding Decime. Grabbing and putting up from 8 feet on the baseline and hits does Landon Decime. Brought to you by Caden Kirschbaum. McDivitt on the right wing to Baker. Cross court to Carlson. Drives a nice bounce pass. It's going to end up being picked up by Larson on the baseline. And they're going to call a foul. And they're going to be calling a foul on Evan Geese, so they'll take it out baseline. Binger to check back in for Kashmir. He'll spell Carlson, as will Stendera, who will spell McDivitt. So Baker will take it out baseline for Kashmir. And Baker ends up going in the corner to Binger. Got away with a travel feed to Stendera on the left wing for three. Stendera with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. They only had one all game back in December. They got two in the first half here in Kashmir. Decime has the ball on the left wing. Feed to Geese at the top of the key. Driving down against Larson. Kick back out to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum with Baker on him to Geese. Back at the top of the key again. Pulls up. Might have been partially blocked. As Tease gets the rebound, going to feed Baker coming down the left lane. Lays it up and in. Baker with his first bucket of the game, making it 17-9, Kashmir. Decime coming up the left wing, cross court to Creeley, to Kirschbaum, pull up NBA 3 off the back of the rim, no good. Larson will come down with a rebound. He'll feed Tice. Tice coming down the right, cut off by Kirschbaum, back to Baker. Baker, cross court to Binger on the left wing. Binger wanting to drive in, he'll pull up from 12. That shot is no good, and Kirschbaum will take the rebound away from Larson. Kirschbaum working on Binger, crosses the timeline, now drives into the key, and they're going to call camping. No, they're calling a foul. That foul's going to be on Jackson Binger. That'll be his second personal. So Bright Hop to check in for Decime as Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. 6:07 to go in the half. Hawks trail 17-9 here in Kashmir. Creeley swinging around to Bright Hop. Ooh, got away with a travel. And wanted to feed Geese, who wasn't looking for it, and we lose the ball out of bounds. If Gorton had seen it coming, he'd had an easy layup. That is not on Ryan Gorton, though. That pass was intended for Evan Geese. As Baker will walk it up, give on the left wing to Binger. And can't get the shot off. Feed to Stendera in the corner for three. He bounces about five times, ends up being no good. Larson, however, steals the rebound from Creeley and then lays it up and in. 19-9 Kashmir. 5:34 to go in the half. Kirschbaum to Geese on the right wing to Creeley at the top of the key. Kick back out to Kirschbaum. He'll turn around, pull up for a long two off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound is going to be tracked down by Binger, who then got tapped out of bounds by Kirschbaum. Heads up play because Binger was leading a fast break. So Larson's going to go to the bench. I didn't see who checked in for him. McDivitt will take it out in front of his coach. He'll feed to Sendera in the backcourt. Back to McDivitt on the right wing. McDivitt to Carlson at the top. Carlson to Baker on the right wing with Judah coming out on him. Now in the corner to McDivitt. Fakes the three. Back to Baker. Baker at the top. Left wing Carlson for an NBA three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. They're going to say, okay, yeah, they're going to say that's off Stendera. That's what I thought. Logan Hafen will check back in and spell Ryan Gordon. So Hafen will inbound to Kirschbaum with Stendera making a pest of himself in the backcourt. Feed up court to Geese. Geese now to Brody Smith, who's checked in, driving to the key. Feed to Geese. He pulls up. Yeah, from about 8 feet does Evan Geese. Nice mid-range jumper. Puts it away. Brought to you by Brody Smith. Stendera has the ball in the corner at the top to McDivitt. He's not going to take that three. Back to Stendera. Now bounce pass to Jacobs. Ooh, who fed? Who was that? That was Elijah Davidson. Waiting down low to lay that up and in. 21-11, Kashmir. We are missing John Perks. 16 points for us back in December. He is unavailable. Landon Decimate to check in for Evan Geese. And so Hafen will take it out far sideline. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Stendera coming out on him. Kirschbaum on the left wing to Decimate. Now back to Kirschbaum at the top. Kirschbaum and drive into the key. Euro steps in and then right hand scoops it in. Man, Kirschbaum making his own offense. And we're going to have a timeout with 4 minutes to go in the half. Hawks trail 21-13. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Baker coming up the middle ends up feeding Stendera for a right corner three after the timeout. Shot ends up rolling in and out, and Kirschbaum will pick up the rebound. He then gets pressed. He gets the ball to Decimate. Now you're calling it over and back. God bless America. I was a bit concerned about that. Sure enough, as Dendero will take it out right at midcourt. He'll feed to Baker. Gosh darn it. Hate to see that sort of thing as Baker wants to drive in. He'll pull it from 18. That might have been. No, they're going to say he got fouled. So Baker will go to the line, having been fouled by, I think, Caden Kirschbaum. Yeah. Kirschbaum picks up his first personal. So Baker to the line for two. The Bulldogs are 1-for-2 so far. And Baker southpaw puts that off the rim, no good. 21-13 Kashmir, 3:32 to go in the half. Baker. Couple of dribbles, a spin, and then the southpaw puts that off the back of the rim. Also ends up dropping no good, and Breithop will come down with, Logan Hafen will come down with the rebound, but then gets tied up for a jump ball. The possession now favors the Hawks. So So Stendera will loiter in the backcourt to make a test of himself, but get the ball to Decime, then cross-court to Kirschbaum, who will take it across the timeline. Tice getting ready to check in for Kazmir. Kirschbaum working on Baker, going to feed to Smith at the top of the key, goes up, gets blocked. Stendera ends up picking up the loose ball in transition. Bounce pass to McDivitt, who in transition can't make it. They get the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. Boy, we dodged a bullet there as Decime comes down with the rebound. As Decime loses the handle on his dribble, it's going to be booted by Stendera. That's got to be College Place basketball. Loose ball on the court, and Stendera tried to soccer pass it to his teammates. Hawks catch a break there as Tice will check in and spell Baker for Kazmir. Hafen will inbound to Kirschbaum as Evan Geese checked in. And he will take the ball now at the top. Want to drive into the key. Lost the handle on the ball. It's going to be picked up by McDivitt. We got a 3-on-0 fast break, and McDivitt's going to take it all the way and lay it up and in. McDivitt, who was scoreless against us in December, now has 7 points here in the first half. As Kirschbaum with us trailing 23-13, working on Stendera. Wanted to go down low, and they're going to call a body foul on Stendera. Yes, and Darryl pick up his first personal. Ryan Gorton to check in, and he's going to spell Hafen. And Kyler Creeley will come in and spell Judah Breithop. So Kirschbaum will take it out far sideline. And Caden Kirschbaum, just the energizer bunny. He's out there all the time. And Creeley wanted to feed Kirschbaum. Instead, Breithop, or McDivitt, rather, is going to steal the ball and then feed Stendera in transition, who gets the easy bucket. Stendera now with 9 points. We trail by 12, 25-13. Kirschbaum working on Stendera. He'll end up going cross-court to Geese. Geese wanting to drive in, immediately gets cut off, drives baseline, feeds Brody Smith in the key, then wanted to feed Gorton. Loose ball is going to be picked up by Kirschbaum in the corner, 7 seconds on the shot clock. Going to feed to Geese. He's got to go up. Ends up pulling up from 15. Gets the shot off just in time. And Tease will come down with a loose ball rebound. He's going to feed to, that is Carlson coming down the right wing. And then feeds, I can't see who. Shot ends up being no good. Davidson ends up coming down with a rebound. Going to feed to Stendera. Stendera now to Carlson for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Again, Davidson comes down with the rebound. Carlson again for three. Finally hits that. Four chances will do it for you as Carlson gets his first Hank Warden Edward Jones three of the game. We only gave up one back in College Place. They've got three so far this evening, and they lead 28-13. As Kirschbaum now working on Tice. Drives into the key, ends up pulling up, man, fade away from 12, goes in and out, no good, and then we've got a loose ball foul against Kazmir. That foul is going to be on Carlson, that'll be his first personal. So Kirschbaum will take it out with a fresh 30, as Larson will check in and spell Tom McDivitt. So they got some poles out there between Larson and Elijah Davidson. Geese feeds Kirschbaum at the top for an NBA three off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound's going to end up going out of bounds with 47 seconds to go on the half. Hoping to steal one, and it's not looking well. As Landon Decime now will check in and spell Brody Smith. So Carlson will bring it up. Give out the left wing to Stendera. Stendera on the right wing to Tice. Tice driving into the key. He traveled. I was going to say there's way too many steps there. As Creeley will take it out with, we've got no shot clock. 29.8 seconds left on the game clock. And they're going to press the inbounds. They'll feed to Decime. Cross court back to Creeley. Ooh, man. No, that wouldn't have been an over and back. As Decime has it at the top, feed to Geese at the top of the key. Evan trying to back down, ends up getting tied up, gets the ball back, feeds Curley to Kirschbaum. Left wing threes off the back of the rim, no good. Gorton will come down with a rebound. He then gets bank shot, ends up being no good. But Davidson's going to get what? What? Davidson gets called for going over the back. That makes it Gray basketball. All right, there we go. Yeah, Davidson does. Okay. But then he's saying the foul's on Davidson. Then he say it's Kashmir's basketball, which makes no sense at all. Right. Davidson did go over Creeley's back. So Geese will take it up baseline with 6.1 seconds to go in the half. Oh, wanted to go down low to Kirschbaum. Instead, it's going to be tipped, stolen by Jacobs. 3 seconds to go. Going long to Larson. Going to feed Jacobs. He tries to clean up down low. Cannot make it work. Carlson, rather. And the first half comes to an end with the Hawks trailing 28-13. We'll be back with a scoring summary and first half breakdown when we return here to the Wenatchee Valley. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here in the Wenatchee Valley, 3.5 hours from home, and the Hawks needing a win against a mid-standing team like the Kashmir Bulldogs. The problem is we are trailing 28-13 here at halftime. It does not help that when we met back in December, we got 12 points. We leading scorers were 12 points from Zeke Hartwell and 16 points from John Perks, and neither of them are available. Hartwell probably lost for the season from that dislocated kneecap. And John Perks, I don't know, is he still fighting a hamstring injury? He played against Garpal, and I saw him out on the court, but he did not take off his sweats, and he was not announced coming off the bench, so he is unavailable. Here's your unofficial scoring summary for the host Kashmir Bulldogs. Jack Baker and Elijah Davidson each with 2 points. Matt Carlson with 3 points. Toby Larson with 5 points. Tom McDivitt scoreless against us back in December, 7 points. And Colton Sandera leading all scorers on the court with 9 points. For the Hawks, Landon Decime with 2 points. Caden Kirschbaum with 4 points. Evan Geese leading all Hawks scorers on the court with 7 points. We've got to find a way to get the offense uncorked. And then just to find, I mean, when I say they opened the game with a 12-4 run, that's hardly saying that it was, you know, like intensive. It was simply you know, we were unable to get anything going offensively, so they slowly built a 12-4 lead. This game is winnable if we can find a way to uncork our offense, but we've been having great difficulty with that lately. And again, lacking the services of Hartwell and John Perks, it may be difficult for us to come back to this. But if we can, we certainly can play our way back into this because, like I said, against a mid-standing team such as Kashmir, if we want to have hope of getting into the playoffs, the top six go into the playoffs. We're sitting eighth right now. But if we can get some more league wins under our belt, we can conceivably still play our way into this, all the more so in that we are playing generally in our last six games teams from the mid to lower tiers. So we need to take advantage of this, with Kashmir technically being a middle tier team. We're going to take a longer break. When we come back, we'll take a look at those SCAC standings and the scoreboard when we return here from the Wenatchee Valley, long way from home, and the Hawks trail Kashmir up here in the Wenatchee Valley 28-13 at halftime. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Halftime here in the Wenatchee Valley up here at Cashmere, and the Hawks trail 28-13 and needing a win to try and get back into playoff contention. Eighth place in the SCAC, and we need to be sixth to get there. Let's take a look at those standings. Zilla. Oh boy, Zilla. 10-0, 14-0 at the top. Followed by Royal at 7-2. We'll close the season against them. Then Wapato at 7-3. Connell at 6-4. Our opponent next Tuesday in Connell. Then this Cashmere team at 5-5. Then Waluke at 4-5. If the regular season were to end today, those are the teams that would make the playoffs. Natchez Valley at 4-6. Us at 1-9. And Kybee at 0-10 would be out in the cold. Let's take a look at the schedule from this week. Tuesday, Cashmere beat Cleellum here in Cashmere 80-48. And tonight, Royal is at Connell, Zill is hosting Waluke, and Wapato is at Kybee. Tomorrow, we'll have the day off. Kybee will be at Cashmere. Zill will be hosting Connell. Natchez Valley will be hosting Waluke, and Wapato will be at Royal. Real briefly, taking a look at next week. On Tuesday, Waluke will be hosting Royal. We will be on the road, as mentioned, to take on Connell. Natchez Valley will be hosting Cashmere, and Zilla will be at Kybee. We also, Friday, will be at home hosting Kybee, and Saturday on the road again, this time to take on Zilla. So three games next week after having long road trips, 2 days this week. Ready to go to start the third as Sendera will inbound to Binger as Cashmere will be moving from right to left. Binger back on the left to Sendera. Now back to Binger at the top with Kirschbaum coming out on him. Binger pulls up on the left, going to feed Larson down low. He's going to have to kick back out to McDivitt for three. That swirls in and out no good as Creeley muscles the rebound away from Carlson. Decime then go up court to Geese, then hand off to Kirschbaum. Directing traffic to Geese on the right wing, ends up driving baseline, goes up. Oh, his bank shot is no good. Gets his own rebound and puts it away. There's Evan Geese now with 9 points. Making it 28-15 is Stendera. Driving to the left, now drives into the key. Bounce pass down to Larson, ends up losing it out of bounds. Do we have a foul? Yeah, he's bouncing in on the baseline, so it's our basketball. Hawks trying to play their way back into this, so we trail by 13, 28-15 is Decime. Bringing it up. Now he'll hand off to Kirschbaum, working on the left wing. Cross court to Decime. Decime working on Binger, who almost, he's gotten away with a couple travels. Feed to Creeley. Oh, wanted to go down low to Gorton, and instead McDivitt's going to step into the passing lane and steal it. He'll then go up court to Binger, who lays it up and in down the left lane. Binger with his first bucket of the game, making it 30-15. Kirschbaum with Stendera coming out on him. And he's going to run into a bit of trouble, and they're going to call timeout. Nope, yep, they're going to call timeout college play. 6:25 to go in the third. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
We had the ball trapped in the corner, and Kurt Pumphrey called timeout just as we were getting out. It's like, well, that's all right. We'll take advantage of it. So Lynn down to Decime with 13 on the shot clock to Geese on the left wing. Oh, if you got someone down low, Gorton almost manages to pull it in, but instead Larson's going to end up with it. As Gorton comes onto the deck, he feeds Binger in transition. Who got? How is that not a foul? Holy cow. Landon Decime was draped all over Binger. Okay, and the trailing ref is going to call a foul. I was going to say, goodness gracious, how is that not a foul? They were saying the ball was out of bounds. Binger's going to go to the line for two. And Kurt Pumphrey going, well, the near ref didn't see it. How can it be a foul? But I got to say, from my chair, it sure looked like one. So Binger hits the first. As Heathen is just now getting down to the bench. Interesting, as Binger will make the second. As Decime will then bring it up. Now he's trapped by Binger. He'll feed out to Geese. With the score 32-15, Kashmir. He'll feed to Kirschbaum at the top of the key. He'll cut across to Decime, down low to Gorton. He'll end up bank. Oh, gets shot. Goes in and out. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Going to be brought down by Carlson. He'll then go up court to Binger. Binger now pulling up on the right. Feeds down low to McDivitt. Has to kick back out to Binger. Judah Breithaupt getting ready to check in. Feed to Binger. Wow. Feed to Binger, who also didn't score a bunch, but now has 6 points here in the third. And it's 34-15, Kashmir. We've got to get our offense uncorked, or this is going to get out of hand. As Kirschbaum wants to drive in, feed to Creeley down low, backing down. Lay-in isn't quite strong enough. Binger will chase down the loose ball rebound. Binger will walk it up. Now give on the low. His pass flat out stolen by Geese, who then Carlson sneaks up behind him and slaps it out of bounds. Still be Hawk basketball. As Breithaupt will spell Kyler Creeley. So Kirschbaum will walk it up. On the right wing to Geese, who immediately gets two-man trapped, and then they're going to call a foul on Binger. Binger will pick up his third personal, and Geese will take it out in front of the Hawk bench. He'll feed to Kirschbaum, almost center circle. Now back right wing Geese. Geese cross court to Decime, has to sky to get it to Kirschbaum at the top. Tries to back down against the trap. Now going to feed to Geese, drives into the key, pulls up from about 12, and it rattles in and out, no good. And we're going to have a foul away from the ball. And they're going to say that foul's on Larson. That'll be his second personal. And Logan Hayton moving away from the bench again. It doesn't appear he's available as McDivitt slaps the inbounds out of bounds. We'll try again. Kirschbaum taking it out baseline. We'll go long to Decime with Carlson coming out on him. He'll then drive in and bank it home for about 12. And he got cut. They're calling a charge? You have got to be kidding me. Horrific call. Hideous, wretched, stinking, miserable, wrong, awful call. Absolutely unspeakable. You have got to be kidding me. So they'll end down to Baker. And Baker will walk it up. Just a miserable call. Stendera dribbling around now to Baker on the right wing. Now in the corner to McDivitt, fakes the three, then bounce pass to the invisible man. I think I see what would happen. Larson was there momentarily, and then as McDivitt went in to make the pass, Larson made a break outside, and McDivitt didn't see it. So he just passes the ball out of bounds. As Kirschbaum backing down against Stendera, dribbles into the key, goes up, has the ball slapped out of bounds, and they're going to say it's still college boys basketball with 20 on the shot clock. Kirschbaum will take it out far corner. And gets down low to Gorton, peeked back to Geese. Geese backing down against Baker. You got a mismatch there. He'll end up pulling into the key and rattles it home from about 12 feet. Evan Geese making his own offense this evening. He has 9 points. As Baker will walk it up, but the Hawks are doubled up, 34-17. To McDivitt on the right wing. Cross to Sendera. Now in the corner to Baker. Baker down low to Larson. Just flat out lost the ball. Decime will then go to Kirschbaum coming up. And then Larson will slap it out. They call a foul? Are they just saying the ball got lost out of bounds? They're saying the ball's out of bounds on Larson. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Caden. Slapping the ball. Oh, down low to Geese. Can't handle the pass. And loose ball is going to be picked up by Larson. He'll go up court then to McDivitt, who backs down off Decime. Now to Carlson on the left wing for three and hits. Carlson with his second Hank Ward Edward Jones three of the game. They have four now. They only had one back in college place as Tice getting ready to check back in. Kirschbaum. Down low to Gorton, passes tip, picked up by Geese, puts it off the front of the rim from the right corner. Three, no good. McDivitt will pick up the loose ball rebound. He'll then feed to Carlson. Carlson now to Stendera, wants to drive baseline, going to get caught off to McDivitt in the corner for three. McDivitt with his second Hank Warden Edward Jones three of the game. No points in December. He has 10 tonight. Is Geese backing down on Baker. Oh, wanted to feed Breithop, and Breithop wasn't looking for it. We turn the ball over again. So Tice will check in for Stendera. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor with 2:36 to go in the third quarter. And the Hawks trailing 40-17 back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the Hawks continue to struggle offensively. We trail 40-17 with 2:32 to go in the third quarter. It's Carlson backing down on Decime. He'll hand back out to McDivitt. Can't get the three off. Now dribbling to the key. Now to Carlson at the top. Carlson then to Larson, kicking out to McDivitt in the corner. Can't get the three off. Feeding back out to Carlson. Can't get the threes off, which is what they're aiming for, to Tice. He then feeds down low to Larson. His lay-in is no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Larson, who stepped on the baseline. It'll be Hawk basketball. 2:06 to go in the third. So Decime will walk it up. And Gorton ends up picking him off. And feed in the corner then to Kirschbaum. Go up to Geese up top. Geese now waiting for something. Now turns into the key. Somehow he got away with the travel. Then ended up picking up a loose ball. He lost it, picked it back up, and then drove to the bucket and laid it up and in. Evan Geese with 12 points as Baker will walk it up. The Hawks trail 40-19 to Carlson on the right wing for three off the back of the rim. No good. Long loose ball rebound tracked down by Landon Decime. Decime to Breithop in the corner. Now he's dribbling around to the top. That ball ends up getting tipped, but picked up by Decime. Feed back to Geese. Geese wanting to drive in, and they're going to call a grabbing foul, I think, on Larson. No, they're going to say that foul's on Ethan Tice. That'll be his first personal. As Elijah Davidson, the sophomore forward, will check in and spell Toby Larson. So Geese will take it out baseline with a fresh 30 to Decime on the left wing. Down low to Geese, backing down off Baker, is able to lay it up and in. Yevon Geese with 8 points this quarter. Coming under 60 seconds to go in the third. To Baker on the right wing. On the left wing to Tice. Tice now giving to Carlson in the corner. Ends up shooting the three off the back of the rim. No good. Chases down his own long rebound. And then got away with a travel. Going to feed to McDivitt. Drives into the key. Puts up from about 8. No good. Gets his own rebound. That putback is no good. Sorry, that was Davidson with the rebound. That putback is no good. Again, he gets the rebound. Gets tied up by Landon Decime for a jump ball. Kylie Creeley to check in for the Hawks. And he'll spell Evan Geese, who's gassed. An excellent effort, though, this third quarter. 38.9 seconds to go. Hawks trail 40-21. Evan Geese, 15 of our 21 points. Tirschbaum back to Decime. Decime wanting to dribble in. Instead feeds to Creeley. Going to get tied up. Manages to steal it. Feeds to Decime. Left corner three. Swirls it home. Just Landon Decime. Decime with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. Making it 40-24. 17 seconds to go in the third. Baker. Walking it up. 10 seconds to go now to Carlson. Carlson dribbling to the top 5 seconds. Dribbling into the key, pulling up from about 8, puts it off the back of the rim, no good. Davidson tips the rebound to Caden Kirschbaum, and that will be the end of the third quarter. Hawks trail, though, still 40-24 after 3 quarters of play. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
1 quarter of play left. We trail 40-24, and it's not a must-win game, but it sure would be nice to win game, but we're having trouble getting the offense going. Evan Geese having some offense. He's got 15 points. 15 of our 24 as Baker feeds to McDivitt. McDivitt back to Baker, now on the left wing, now feeding to Carlson with a step back shot from about 12 feet, and Carlson manages to hit that, meaning we're reversed at 42-24. Kirschbaum working on Tice. Oh my lord. They're calling a moving pick on Ryan Gorton, and I watched that play. He was literally just standing there, and Tice ended up twisting his ankle going down. The reason they called that foul is because Tice went down because he twisted his own ankle. It's a stinking, miserable call. I watched he was Statue of Liberty. So Sendera will step in for Tice, and McDivitt will feed to Baker. Baker to McDivitt, back to Baker, left wing three, air ball, ends up hitting the ref. So Decime will inbound, and Sendera will make a pest of himself in the backcourt, but Kirschbaum will take it across the timeline with a little trouble. And Caden pull up for an NBA three, barely off the front of the rim. Giesauer picks up a loose ball and hits. Evan Geese, 10 points here in the second half. 42-26, Kashmir. Baker driving in, now tied up on the left, almost lost it. Going to feed to Davidson, now back to the top to McDivitt. McDivitt now to Baker. Bounce pass to Carlson. Step back over. Man, Gorton, that's the second time he's done that. Carlson, a step back fadeaway. And he's hit over Gorton both times. That's no shade on Ryan Gorton. It was indefensible. As Kirschbaum driving to the top and wanted to feed to Decime. And Landon Decime had to be the Jolly Green Giant to pull that pass in. And Caden Kirschbaum knew it. Binger will spell Baker. Little alliteration for you poets out there. and Binger will bring it up. 6:30 to go in the game. Hawks trail 44-26. Dendera back to Binger. Binger now dribbling to the top. Looking for something to open up down low. Bounce pass down to Davidson, who lays it in on the left block. That was a nice pass to Davidson. Bounce pass in traffic. And once Davidson even gets his hands on it, it was an easy lay-in. It's Kirschbaum going to feed Creeley down low, who then feeds, oh, Evan Gase, who can't get the shot in, and then the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say off college place. It should have been off Carlson. We're going to have a timeout with 6:02 to go in the game. And the Bulldogs leading the Hawks 46-26 up here in Kashmir. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Cats are known as finicky eaters, but often the environment can affect a cat's eating habits. Avoid feeding your cat in heavily trafficked or noisy areas. The presence of other animals, dirty food containers, or nearby litter boxes can deter a cat from eating too. Try to be sensitive to your cat's eating behavior and make necessary adjustments for the best feeding conditions. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
6:02 to go in the game. Hawks trail by 20. 46-26. And the Hawks going to press the inbounds as Carlson gets it into Binger. And Binger, working in the backcourt with Kirschbaum, will now bring it across the timeline. Now we're going to drive into the key. Now going to feed to Carlson. Pulls up for about 8 and hits again. Carlson's just killing it from mid-range now. The Hawks trail by 22, 48-26. Kirschbaum working on Binger. Give on the left wing to Evan Gase, who's checked back in. Evan dribbling to the left. They're going to call a foul on Stendera on the floor. That'll be Stendera's third personal. And McDivitt went, what are you doing? He went to take the out of bounds. Fouls on your teammate, my friend. As Gase ends up getting the ball on the left. Somehow lost his footing, lost the ball. Stendera is going to go down court to Binger. He's got to come back out. Now going to feed to Davidson at the top, then to Stendera. And you've got to be kidding. Gorton is standing there with his arms up, and they're going to call a shooting foul on him. They have it in for Ryan Gorton tonight. Nope, sorry. That foul, I guess, is on Evan Gase. I don't even see how because he wasn't close to the play. Sean Thorpe getting ready to check in, as will Judah Breithop, and Colton Stendera to the line for 2. Rattles the first one home. And Thorpe will spell Evan Gase, and Judah Breithop will spell Ryan Gorton. Nope, Evan Gase is still in there. It's Ryan Gorton and Kyle Creeley coming in. So Stendera's second rattles in and out, no good, but Davidson somehow manages to come down with a rebound. Judah Breithop steals it from him, but then goes out of bounds. So Stendera will take it out baseline. 5:16 to go. Hawks trail by 23 to McDivitt. He'll feed back to Carlson in the corner for 3. Off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Stendera. He'll then kick out. I don't know who he wanted, but he ended up feeding it to Decimé, who then is going to back in. And his shot ends up being no good. Bodies go flying, and there's no call. How is that possible? Nope. They say the ball's just out of bounds. Off of Kashmir. It's all sorts of contact. How is there not a call? So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. And now we're going to call 5 seconds. Oh, mercy. So Stendero will take it out and feed to Binger in an uncontested backcourt. They've given up on the press, it seems. Under 5 minutes to go. Hawks trail by 23. Stendera with the ball on the left. Now dribbling to the top. Now handoff to McDivitt. McDivitt can't get the shot off. Feed to Stendera. Dribbling into the corner. Pulling back out. Feed to Binger. Lost it. Got it back. Feed to Stendera. Can't get the three off. Now to Binger at the top. Binger with 8 seconds to Stendera. Left corner 3. Hits it. Colton Stendera with his second. Hank Ward and Edward Jones, three of the game. And it's 52-26. We are doubled up. Decime with the ball on the left wing. Drives in. Somehow manages to bank it home from 18. But they're going to say foul. What? They're saying jump ball. I'm at a loss for words. Ryan Gorton will check back in and spell Sean Thorpe. Someone checked in for Stendera as Kirschbaum will feed to Geese on the left wing, driving into the key. Oh, double clutches. Nice footwork. Shot ends up being no good. Scramble for the rebound. And he and Baker, Geese and Baker, end up getting tied up. I think we've got a foul on the floor. And that foul is going to be on Baker. Baker will pick up his first personal, so Geese will take it out far sideline. And he'll feed to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum, two Geese on the right wing, driving past Carlson, goes up, got it, got him. Nope, they're going to call Davidson for foul. So Evan Geese is going to go to the line for two. So Davidson will pick up his second personal. Evan Geese, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 17 points tonight. It's a breakout game for him, and he hits the first free throw. And we needed it because Keaton Kirschbaum hasn't been able to make anything work, and we're missing John Perks and Zeke Hartwell, our leading scorers from the December game, and Geese hits both of them. And now we got a lane violation. I don't know. We had a whistle, and now two of the refs are consulting. And a foul on Ryan Gorton, I guess, in trying to get the rebound. So Gorton, let's see. Where's he at? That's his fourth personal with under 3 minutes to go. So Binger will bring it up. And the Hawks trail 52-28 to Baker on the right wing. Baker to Davidson down low. Going to get tied up somehow. Now it's going to end up on the deck. Decime is going to come up with it. And we're going to call jump ball. Oh, my God. Decime picks up the ball, then sat down. They're going to call a travel on him. Now I have this one particular ref I have some serious bones to pick with. Shall remain unnamed and undescribed. Baker to Binger. At the top to Carlson. Can't get the three off. Now back to Binger on the right. Now back to Carlson. Cannot get the three off. Wants to drive into the key. It's going to be poked away. Picked up by Geese. Then up court to Kirschbaum, who then got tied up with Baker. And Baker ends up booting the ball out of bounds. They're not going to call a kick. And they shouldn't. As Jace McMahon, a freshman forward, will check in for Kashmir. And he'll spell Binger. So Geese will take it out baseline. And, okay, now we're getting refs in position. All right, now ready to go. So Geese will inbound to Gorton, swing around to Breithaupt. Breithaupt now want handing off to Geese. Geese to Kirschbaum at the top of the key. Turning around, he'll step back from 15, put it off the side of the rim, no good. Decime somehow will come up with a rebound. That putback is too strong. And then Carlson can't handle the rebound, goes out of bounds. Jackson Mitchell and Connor Diaz to check in for Kashmir as Davidson and Carlson will go to the bench. 3:13 to go, Hawks trail by 24. Coach Levi Hyen figures he has it in the bag. I think he's probably correct. As Kirschbaum to Geese in the corner, backing down against number one, is able to drive baseline and lay it up and in. Sorry, that was on Jackson Mitchell, not number one. He's backing down on Toby Larson. Toby Larson now has the ball down low, and he gets a shot down low. That ends up being no good. Kashmir tips the ball out of Evan Geese's hands, out of bounds, so it'll be Hawk basketball. That for once, was a good call. But not by the ref with whom I have a bone to pick. So Decime will bring it up. He'll feed to Breithaupt at the top of the key. Now to Geese on the left wing. Geese having the game of his life. He'll pull up from 18 and hit. Goodness gracious, Evan Geese. He's got over 20 points tonight. He's 60% of our offense. As that's not Binger. As 21, Connor Diaz feeds it straight to Evan Geese. And Geese will bring it up. Geese to, well, wanted to go to Gorton. Pass ends up getting tipped. We get an outlet pass to Jace McMahon, whose lane is no good. Jackson Mitchell gets the rebound, gets blocked out of bounds by Landon Decime. Kashmir JV getting an easy breakaway. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Decime on that shot. So that'll put Jackson Mitchell to the line for two. Mitchell, a junior forward, not seeing a whole lot of time, and he is built, looks like he's built with pixie sticks, is Jackson Mitchell. He's quite thin. Hits the first, and Ethan Tice will check back in and spell Toby Larson. So Tice had an ankle problem earlier, but he seems to have recovered from it. You always want to see folks coming back from injury, no matter who you're playing for. Mitchell's second free throw is barely off the front of the rim, and Evan Geese will chase down the loose ball. Coming up on 2 minutes to go. Hawks trail by 29, 53-32. As Kirschbaum working on Jace McMahon. Oh, feds Decime down low from about 6 feet. Landon Decime hits, brought to you by Caden Kirschbaum, and Baker will lope it up for Kashmir. Baker now feeding to, that's Diaz in the left corner. Diaz that wanted to go down low to Mitchell. Instead, loose ball. Oh, man, should be picked up by Judah Breithaupt. He loses it out of bounds. Man. Diaz will take it out baseline. He ends up going to, that is Tice. Now he'll feed to McMahon, dribbling around to the top. He'll feed to Baker then on the right wing. Baker to Tice in the key from about 12. That shot is no good, and Gorton will pick up the rebound, then feed to Breithaupt. You're going to put Jesse Gonzalez in as Breithaupt dribbles to the right. Now he'll hand off to Kirschbaum. And we're going to have a timeout with 107 to go in the game, and the Hawks trailing 53-34. Back in 30 seconds from Wenatchee Valley, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
D'Angelo Gutierrez to check in for Kashmir, as will Jesse Gonzalez for College Place. Hawks have 67 seconds, and I know they want to try and get Gonzalez to score. As Kirschbaum will inbound to Decime. And the ball ends up getting tapped out of bounds by Jace McMahon. So it'll still be Hawk basketball with 13 on the shot clock, 103 on the game clock. Decime will take it out far sideline. He'll feed to Kirschbaum, getting bumped by Diaz. Diaz will feed to... Oh, there it is! Jesse Gonzalez from way downtown. The Hank Warden Edward Jones three. He got his points as McMahon wants to drive in the corner. Baker has the ball deep on the right wing. He'll then feed to Diaz down low. Oh, then found Jackson Mitchell on the left block, who lays it up and in. Oh, that was a good shot by Jesse Gonzalez. As Kirschbaum will drive down against Connor Diaz. 19 on the shot clock, 23 on the game clock. Kirschbaum feeding to Geese down in the right corner. Now we're down to 10 on the shot clock. And he's going to feed to Gonzalez. Gonzalez wanted to go down low to Gorton, and instead it goes on the deck. Gonzalez fights for it, but Baker's going to pick it up, and that will be the ball game. As the Hawks are going to fall to Kashmir for the second time this season, 55-37. We'll be back with totals and what's coming up next for the Hawks. When we return, you're listening to Hawk Basketball live from the Wenatchee Valley right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks will fall to 1-10, and the possibility of us making playoffs becomes somewhat more remote as we lose to Cashmere up here in the Wenatchee Valley, 55-37. Here are your unofficial scoring totals for the Cashmere Bulldogs. Elijah Davidson with 2 points. Jack Baker with 2 points. Jackson Mitchell with 3 points. Toby Larson with 5 points. Jackson Binger with 6 points. Then we have Tom McDivitt, 10 points. And then Colton Stendera and Matt Carlson leading all Bulldog scorers with 12 points apiece. For the Hawks, well, you got to mention Jesse Gonzalez, who came in with 63 seconds to go, and he got the ball deep on the left wing and launched a three, and it wasn't nothing but net, but it was a good-looking shot, so we finally got Gonzalez on the board. Caden Kirschbaum limited to 4 points. Landon Decime, 7 points. However, Evan Geese went off. Game of the season for him, possibly his career. 23 points did Evan Geese. He was making his own shots, creating his own offense. Really good to see. If we can get everybody clicking on offense, this potentially looks different. Coming up next for the Hawks, well, we're going to be on the road yet again. We're going to have tomorrow off. Our next game is going to be Tuesday, 7:15 from Connell. So we'll be taking on the Eagles on the road and then finally put an end to this three-game road trip and come back home on Friday to host Waluke. But again, next broadcast, Tuesday, 7:15 from Connell. Again, your final from Cashmere in the Wenatchee Valley. Bulldogs 55, Hawks 37. Next broadcast, Tuesday night from Connell. We will see you then. You've been listening to College Place Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.